Robin Sale out of Heidi. She is a mother of two, got a kid 15 and 9, and she volunteers at the Ryther Child Center. You know, like she doesn't have enough going on in her life. And she, as speaks for many, when she's wondering about Carlo.
This would be something that we would talk about, and then we all would gather at a little watering hole in West Seattle that Carlo used to frequent for 40 or 50 years, okay?
Yeah.
The only thing that worries me is the thing's just going to be madhouse, madman, crazy, maniacal, out of control.
And the lady that owns the place is a friend and a real sweet gal.
I just am thinking the size of the crowd, because how many emails did we get about Carlo?
Over and you 500. Know,
really, over 500?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
You know how many people have said, God, I feel horrible about Cairo. Carlo, when are you having a memorial? And maybe they feel bad about Cairo, too. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking they're going to have to watch Ted Danson again.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kirkland.
So you wouldn't have a problem driving to West Seattle?
Oh, I would drive there in a minute. My kids and I just loved him, and we were just...
Well, this is not going to be for children, mind
this
you.
Is no place for kids or adults.
Well, no, I would come and leave the children locked in the trunk.
All right, now you're talking.
All right, now okay. This is what I thought we were going to be dealing with here.
It's kind of how I thought you could get away with having two kids.
Okay.
Kids, come on, kids, come on, in the trunk.
Right. Mother's got to go drink. And I like to do things up. That's my problem. And if I'm going to do it up, I'm going to need some cash. And where's the cash going to come from? Well, it sure as hell isn't coming from across the hall, is it, Curly?
Well, let's go now to administration and see if they'll put out 50 cents towards Carlo's party.
Yeah, that's no kid. I mean, I'm willing to spend my own, but then that takes time. Any good party takes a good month, right? So I'm wondering. Oh, it does.
Is that the axiom?
That's what I say. You know, you don't throw these things together. Johnny Pot. Hello.
Robin.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God.
What can I do for you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
God. Yep, can you hear this? Because I can. Bye. I mean, I don't understand it. You call here, I say hello, you jump on it. Ed.
How
yes.
you doing?
Well, thanks.
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
That way it doesn't cost any money.
What is it? I'm not worried about that so much.
Okay, you know, it actually benefits not only what's his name, Carlisle?
Yeah, it's Carlisle's benefit, and thanks for caring.
Well, he just doesn't know, Robin.
If you think you want to do a benefit for somebody and you think his name is Carlisle.
Exactly what I think I want to do, and I want to do it at the Four Seasons in the Grand Ballroom for Carlisle.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. This is Barbara. I wanted to concur with you about the fact that it takes a good month to plan a party.
It really does.
You're absolutely 100% right.
It does, because, you know, and boys don't know about that.
No,
they just think that these things happen. It doesn't just happen. That takes a month.
No.
All right, Jeff?
Yes?
Go ahead.
Robin, you've been on a tear today. You mean
bull
you started
crap.
Off
the listener's always right.
Not necessarily.
The customer is never wrong.
Okay, so here, Robin, you got to have the party first. Never too late.
Huh? I just waded through all that. Okay, Jeff, well, I'll take your suggestion to heart because you're the customer, and by God, you're right.
You know the difference between a peeping Tom and a pickpocket?
Yeah, I'm afraid I do.
I do.
Well?
One snatches watching.
Right.
You make me want to vomit.
Well, you put it together. You're the guy that threw parties for all these years.
Well, if I throw a party, I just say show up at the Benbo at 7. See you there.
See, and that's okay. If you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's no...
Lace, frills.
There's no pageantry to it. There's no celebration.
No, you're right. And there, you know, there should be. It was a guy's life, for God's sake, even though he made it miserable for many.
Well, hello?
Oh, is this Robin?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
I lied. My name is Ed, the guy you hung up on. That's why nobody likes you, because you're such a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I know, and I feel bad.
Here's Ed coming back at you.
I feel really bad, Ed. Well, now, see, this is the thing. Ed calls to call me names, and then he hangs up like he's a chicken crap.
Well, you hung up on him first.
Oh,
and
Ed.
And only because he thought our movie reviewer was Carlisle the movie reviewer.
Well, I don't have time for people that think his name is Carlisle.
But, Ed, I have to say, and, you're an okay guy, Ed, but come on, you had 30 minutes to think about it, and that's what you came up
with? That's what he came up with.
Well, you're a bitch.
Poor right, stupid Ed.
Okay.
All right, now, Zach...
But
oh, hi, Zach. You called here earlier. How you doing? Zach is a little mighty man who is 10 years old and is thinking about becoming a soccer player. Right, Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. And Zach needs a little coaching.
Zach?
Yeah?
You were calling for a reason, and your reason was what?
For have you to play some Carlo clips.
Oh, you want to hear some Carlo clips?
Yeah.
Is your idea, Zach?
Yeah. Really?
What do you think?
My brothers.
What do you think? How old are your brothers?
My brothers is 13.
I don't think Carlo is suitable for your tender young 10-year-old ears.
Zach, I'm going to have you hit the strongman bell. And if you can make it ring, I'll play some Carlo for you. And if you can't, well, you're out of luck. Are you ready, Zach?
Yeah.
Here you go. Look at Zach. That is a mighty kid.
Now, look, I want to ask you one question. You claim your base audience is what, 25 to 55?
25 to 54, yes.
So what the hell are you sending me to a goddamn cartoon for kids that are 6 to 10? That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, you know, a lot of the people in our audience have children, and they need to know if this is an acceptable... Part, were you clearing your nose there?
Yeah.
In the middle of my explanation, you were clearing your nose.
Can't help it. I got another head cold. God damn it.
Yeah. I guess my question.
It's acceptable for kids, yeah. For me, no.
You have to think of the youth, you know. They're going to be the kids that are going to be taking over where you leave off.
Oh, it must have been hell for you this weekend. Well, tell me about Rugrat du Paris.
They tore the goddamn joint apart.
Oh, the Rugrats did?
Yeah.
And did you really enjoy the film?
No, I had a gutting through the whole film. I didn't even eat my.
A little little dyspeptic for you?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, was there a great story behind this?
This one gal, the old bitch, she wanted to become the head honcho. So she plotted to marry the Rugrats' dad, but they threw a monkey wrench, and she married this cute little Japanese girl that was really good to kids. This old bitch, she hated kids.
Well, wait a minute. We had two women getting married?
Well, he wound up, the Rugrats dad, he wound up married a Japanese young girl.
I see.
And which really loves kids. This old bitch, she just wanted the old job as head honcho.
Is that what they called her? Was that her name?
Did that come up in the credits?
Well, that's what I called her.
Yeah. Well, that's what you called her.
Hey, Carlo.
What?
Was this hard to look at? Was it difficult to focus on this thing? Because I know the little cartoon, the comic strip.
It's really bright colors.
It's really bright, isn't it?
All right. Well, Carlo, how many thumbs are you going to give this one? Which way are they going?
Nothing.
Nothing? You have to give it something. It has to go some direction.
Well, to me, it was just a blur of color. It about drove me nuts. And I get outside, I damn near drown in the rain. I didn't bring my raincoat with me.
Yeah. So a blur of colors, but how many thumbs and which way are they going?
Well, for all the fancy cinematography, what the hell everyone you call it, give it one thumb up.
The photography, there was no photography. It was a cartoon.
Yes, it was. Everybody was a cartoon character.
So how could there be photography involved, cinematography?
Well, I don't know what the hell you call it. The sub bitch draw the cartoon with one thumb up. I'm going to sleep.
All right, see ya.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
What the hell are you sending me to a goddamn cartoon for kids that are 6 to 10? That's a bunch of bullshit.